So, in 2013, when Ivy Taylor, now the mayor of San Antonio, told council members she would oppose a sweeping non-discrimination ordinance there, the self-described Democrat was roundly criticized by many on the left. Her response was telling, and I quote, "I will not sacrifice my core values and beliefs for political gain, and if that was the expectation for me as a black woman, you've got the wrong sister in this seat." Well, since that electric moment, few have dared to take Ivy Taylor's support, or lack thereof, as a given. But apparently someone in Hillary Clinton's camp did not get the memo. Joining us now, Peggy Fikak, who is bureau chief based in the Texas Capitol, columnist for the San Antonio Express News. Peggy, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As I understand it here, Peggy, the Clinton campaign proudly released a list of Texas endorsees, and Ivy Taylor was on that list. Is that... It seems like something of a surprise. I didn't realize she had endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Well, apparently she did not realize that she had publicly endorsed her either, because her the mayor's office quickly made it known that she was not endorsing Hillary Clinton in the run for president, emphasized that she has promised to be a nonpartisan, she holds a nonpartisan office, and she didn't plan to take those sort of partisan stands.
Okay, well, so... What happened? Has the campaign said anything about how Ivy Taylor's name ended up on this list of endorsees?
Well, what I've heard from a Clinton supporter is that the mayor and Secretary Clinton had a face-to-face meeting, a private meeting, when Hillary Clinton was in San Antonio, and that the mayor spoke warmly and supportively of her effort. But that apparently there was a miscommunication or misunderstanding about whether the mayor was willing to be publicly, have her name used publicly as being supportive of the presidential candidate.
It's interesting. What do you make of the fact that this list comes out and Mayor Taylor's team rushes out to make a point of saying, no, this is not correct? I mean, is the mayor trying to keep her powder dry and perhaps, I don't know, I mean, win concessions or promises from other presidential candidates? I mean, in other words, why make a noisy retreat from the Clinton camp?
Well, I don't think there's really any percentage for her in endorsing Hillary Clinton or any candidate. If Hillary Clinton wins, it won't be because Mayor Taylor endorsed her. And if she loses, then Mayor Taylor has endorsed a losing candidate and compromised what she... her previous statement that she is committed to remaining nonpartisan in the presidential election. And so I think there's not a whole lot of gain for Mayor Taylor in endorsing Hillary Clinton, especially given her positions are not necessarily in line, as you have pointed out, with the candidates. And there is a downside for her.
I guess one could sort of write this off, except for one other sort of layer here, and that is that it's according to my understanding, a Bexar County commissioner who is also African American was also on this list of endorsees, and he said he didn't endorse her either. Now, some are going to look at this episode and say, wait a minute, this might be an example of the very thing that some have criticized the Democratic establishment for doing, that sort of taking for granted the support, especially of African Americans, presuming that someone like Taylor or an African American commissioner from Bexar County is going to back the establishment Democrat. Well, just, I don't know. This isn't a typographical error. I mean, what would account for getting this so flatly wrong?
Well, the explanation of the Clinton one we've talked about, of the Ivy Taylor's we've talked about, and my understanding is that Mr. Calvert had, been supportive of Hillary Clinton, but perhaps was, after seeing how Mayor Taylor positioned herself on this issue, there's some thought, at least among Clinton supporters, that perhaps he was aligning his position with the mayor's, thinking that was the wise thing to do with regard to local politics. I have not spoken with him myself, and so I'm not certain what his thinking was on that.
Interesting to see how many other folks on the national scene pick up on this story. Peggy Fikak is Austin Bureau Chief, columnist for the San Antonio Express News. Peggy, thanks so much.
Thank you.